from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No stopping them now. Is that about the Eagles or Hugh's snacks here? We'll find out. Welcome back.
I didn't know Kyle could hear me.
Well, he told you. We're broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. 215-592-9490 for Eagles. Still practicing. How about that? We're a little over an hour today.
Hey, they practiced for over an hour.
We're working hard now. So Eagles on the practice field. After practice, Jalex Hunt, Eagles rookie pass rusher, will join us in our RV here to catch up and really find out what it's like for him, his first NFL training camp. So a lot to do. Elliot will join us later. Elliot's training camp stats being referenced. This is the national news with the quarterbacks, too. Elliot charts them. Excited to have Elliot on the show later. Your phone calls as well on the Eagles. Hope or expect a Super Bowl-caliber team. Hugh expects it. I hope. I have a lot of reasons for hope, but I hope they can be that good. I'm not expecting it quite yet. Need to see this thing come together. And are you starting to worry about this Phillies team? 500 baseball for close to 40 games now. Three straight series losses. My worry is they have work to do before the deadline. Like they really need an outfielder and a relief pitcher. It's not one or the other anymore. They need both before Tuesday's deadline. All right, 215-592-9494. Plus, we get another clue coming up in a little bit for Hugh's Clues. Four-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies.
Four-pack.
August 13th. But Hugh, let's hear from Vic Fangio here before we go back to the phone lines. He spoke this morning. We went down to his availability. And a couple of interesting things from Vic. One about their biggest signee in terms of money this offseason. And then another one about who gets to play. Let's start with the Bryce Huff thing. I was just talking about the pass rush and how it's a little bit of a question on what they really have there. We know they gave Bryce Huff a lot of money, $17 million to be their best pass rusher, one of them, to replace Hassan Reddick, who they moved on from. Here is Vic Fangio on Bryce Huff, and can he actually play, you know, full-time, or is he just a specialist? Here's Fangio this morning.
In New York, Bryce Huff was essentially a pass rush specialist. You guys have him starting here. Why do you think he'll be able to be a guy that can play on base downs?
Well, I think everybody thought he could. And knowing that the floor was just rush downs, but he's taken the challenge on very well, and I do think he has the talent to do what we want him to do. It's just he's got to get familiar with doing it, and so it will be a work in progress. Does he look like he could do it today? No, but I do think eventually he will.
What do you make of that, Hugh? Work in progress. We think he eventually will, but not today. It feels like the Eagles paid $51 million for a projection. Like, they think he can do this, but they're like right now, Fangio's like, no, not today, not
well,
yet.
When I hear that, I hear him being able to recognize and understand down and distances and certain schemes and blocking schemes, because it kind of reminds me of how it was for me when – Coach Hamilton would talk to me about certain things that you have to recognize. Like, for me, if you showed me a certain stance and I looked at the down and it was third and long, I knew it was a pass play. You couldn't tell me it was anything different. Could have been a draw. If I looked at that, if that tackle set a certain way, it would have been, I would have been up the field and out the play. And I would have taken myself out the play. So when I hear that, I hear a few things. I hear him being able to play with leverage. And what that basically means is at the point of attack on first and second downs, where you can hold the point and, well, I should say set the edge and make it harder for the running back to collapse that edge and things of that nature. Just recognizing how to play runs on regular downs, and then having the ability after you play the run to still line up and brush the passer. It's a little bit of a work in progress, no question about it, and there's probably going to be early on times where in games, if he plays a lot, where he might get caught in the wash. You know,
that I thought the same. When I heard that this morning, my feeling is early in this season, teams are going to run right at him.
Yeah,
right?
He might get caught in the wash because it happens, man. It happened to me, and you have to be able to play with leverage. You have to be able to play and allow the linebackers to scrape and allow them to make plays if you're not making the play. But basically to set the edge and be able to identify what's happening and then have the ability to brush the passer. Because, man, people don't realize it's a lot of work to, like, play first and second down and then still have enough strength to go out there and try to get after the quarterback.
So that's really interesting with Bryce Huff. Like, all right, so we know he obviously can rush the quarterback. You've seen it in his NFL career. He's had double-digit sacks, right? There's a reason why he got paid. But will he still be as effective on third down if he's playing first and second down? That's what they got to figure out, and we're going to find out pretty soon here. All right, so we had that about Bryce Huff. And then this was interesting this morning for Fangio, because especially the secondary, Hugh, they have a lot of players, right? A lot of corners fighting for these jobs. You have two rookies. I know Cooper DeJean right now is not playing because of the hamstring injury, but Quinyon Mitchell. And is this going to be a matter of the vets? Do you just go with the young guys because they were drafted? Like, how do you determine playing time? Here's Vic Fangio this morning on the battles. Specifically, when I heard this, I was thinking corner.
What's your philosophy on playing rookies early in the season? Like, are you just going game to game? Who gives us the best chance of winning that game? Or do you try to get guys involved so that they're, you know, more prepared and ready to go?
I'm all for playing the best guys. I think if you looked at my history when we've had rookies, we've played them. And provided they're good enough. We ain't playing somebody just because they're young. You know, if we were an expansion team like I was in two places, we might just throw them out there to see what we got. But I don't, you know, we got more serious business here. So if they're worthy of playing, they will play.
I like that, Hugh. That tells me if Quinyon Mitchell wins a job, he wins a job. He's not going to hold back because he's a rookie, but he also doesn't care that this – I'm just using Mitchell as an example. He doesn't care he's a first-round pick, right? If he's not one of his three or four best corners, he's not going to win. Best man plays.
Yeah, you have to have that, man, because they're in a situation – like you said, Joe, like, you don't have time to fool around. This team is in a window, and they're trying to maximize their ability to make that happen as much as they possibly can. And if that means playing – Keely Ringo, because he's the better corner at that time, or Isaiah Rogers, because he's the better corner. That's exactly what it's going to be. Can't fool around with this thing, man.
Couple updates. Elliot said Keely Ringo was the corner two today opposite Slay. So today he got to start. Yesterday it was Rogers. Mm-hmm. That feels like the battle. I don't know where Quinyon Mitchell factors into all this. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of the slot because they're down Cooper right now. But it does feel like Keely Ringo and Isaiah Rogers are fighting for that job. Other, you know, opposite of Darius Slay. 215-592-9494. Hope or expect a Super Bowl team here this year with the Eagles. And he's starting to worry about the Phillies after three straight series losses. Let's go to Bruce, is up next on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning. What's up? Both brothers early in the show today. What are you thinking, Bruce?
Yeah, we tag teaming you guys today. Yeah, great to hear from you.
Sounds crazy.
I'm looking at a threesome.
That team sounds crazy.
All right. So I think with the Eagles point, I just wanted to make the point because I didn't have a chance to talk about this yesterday. I'm just so proud of Jalen and how he responded to the questions, and he just, like, set the tone right off the bat. He took charge. He didn't allow anybody to drive any narratives. And I'm just so proud of him. So I'm just glad that he's basically put this thing to rest. But then, you know, I turn on WIP this morning, and I'm going back to the morning show. They're talking about other stuff and saying, well, they parsing some things out about what he said at the end. And said, man, get a guy a break. Why are you still holding on to this controversy like a like an Alabama deer tick attached to a man's jewels? Let it go.
Boy, that's an analogy right there.
Alabama deer tick. Okay.
Hey,
that's a hell of a place to have a deer.
I have to throw an analogy at you guys now.
Hopefully, I never in that situation. Yeah, well, they're being, probably being a little nitpicky, Bruce. I mean, we waited a long time for the answer, but I thought yesterday he gave a good answer. Like I thought it was interesting, Bruce. You mentioned it was Elliot that asked the question, and Jalen kind of took over. He kind of like cut Elliot off because he wanted to say something there. I'm okay with that.
He controlled the narrative.
Yeah, like you've had a month here. Say something. Tell us what you're feeling. I'm glad he did it.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been better. So, so I'm just glad that's hopefully that's the end of that, and we can, you know, move on from there.
Now, where are you at, Bruce? You expecting a Super Bowl, or are you hoping for one?
Now on the Super Bowl, I'm hoping right now. There's just too many questions about the defense right now. And until we start seeing something, the Green Bay game is going to be pretty telling. And the offensive continuity. There's a lot of new moving parts and figuring out how to finish. We definitely have the talent to make it to Super Bowl, but there's a difference between having talent and then being able to execute a game plan that's brand new right off the shelf. So, we'll wait and see. I'm just worried about the defense, though.
Well, you're not the only one. There's a lot of new pieces, a lot of young pieces, and when guys that are unproven. I mean, Nolan Smith's unproven, and Jordan Davis still, to an extent, is unproven. They got a lot of unproven guys. So we'll see. Bruce, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, a former number one overall pick.
You know what? I'm going to go with Mike Vick. Yeah.
It's a fun answer. Mike, I remember that when he was coming out of college. Bruce, it's not it, but it's a good one. Hugh, Vic was one of the more famous and exciting college players ever.
Man, Vic was a whole problem, man.
At Virginia Tech, he was awesome.
Man, Vic was awesome. So, it's one of those things, people don't realize how fast he was. He was fat. He was super fast,
I think when he was there, they made the Sugar Bowl. And him on the turf, and obviously he got to play on the turf in Atlanta when he got to the NFL. It was just like, when he got moving, you could not catch him.
Yeah, it was a wrap. Yeah, kiss the baby.
It's a good guess. That's not it, but it's a good guess. So he mentioned the young players on defense. He also mentioned there, Bruce, the idea of the continuity on offense.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching today, and it's just practice. But I am very interested to see how quickly the offense, they get it, right? It's a new coordinator. Jalen has said, and he even said it again yesterday because he was asked about that 95% thing because some people have disagreed, but it's a 95% new offense. And I heard this morning DeCamera ask Devontae what he thought of how much of the offense was new. But that's a big question. How long until it clicks? Is it 3 weeks of the season? Does it take 6 weeks? I think this offense is going to work at some point, right? They have a lot of talent. Kellen Moore's run good offenses before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll work. I mean, I think this system can work for this group. But is it going to click in September, or is it going to take 3 or 4 weeks for it to look right? I don't know the answer yet.
I think the best answer I can give you to that, Joe, is that it's going to run smoother as we progress through it. I think it's probably going to be a little clunky, but I think it's good enough to win. I think that they have enough talent where they're going to win games. There's probably going to be times where there are going to be plays that we see that are being executed that are missed that they'll come back to, and they'll be smoother as the season progresses if you're watching it that close. But I feel like the talent that they have and the way that they're going to approach this thing, that they're going to be fine. But as we progress through the season and we get into those winter months, like the Decembers, the Januaries, then that's when they're really going to start rolling. They're going to be unstoppable.
Well, I think about week one, the game's pretty even. It's interesting. Eagles, Packers, it's a 1.5-point line. It's a neutral site. The Packers are bringing back the same play caller, right? They're bringing back the same offense.
Yeah.
No, because they
start clicking late. They start clicking late.
No, they got hot, I'd say, November. And
yeah,
then
they start clicking late.
They almost made it to the NFC Championship.
And see, here's the thing, again, with this team. As much as I expect them to get off to a fast start and be the team that we want them to be, it might be a little tumultuous. It might be. But I think at the end of the day, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and their road to the Super Bowl, this might not be – it might be more similar to that. It might be something where they get off to a rocky start, and then it's something where it starts to turn the corner. But I think that the most important thing that they have to do, they got to weather the storm, man, because we're going to let them have it. If they get off to a rough start If they get up to like a 1-3 star, yeah, we're gonna hit it with both barrels.
So Kyle, here's,
we're talking bad about everybody.
Here's my thing on what Hugh just said. He might be right. I mean, it might be choppy. But here's the concern, Kyle, with that. The schedule early is lighter. Like, they need to win games in September because the hard games, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Rams, Cowboys, they come later in the season. I mean, if they get off to a 2-2 or 1-3 start, even if they're playing better in October, November, it's just going to be hard to dig out of that.
Yeah, it's not as much of a gauntlet as last season. I mean, the Packers game's obviously going to be tough in the beginning. I think that week 2 game against the Falcons is like the perfect time. Like, if you're a little bit worried about Atlanta and who they're going to be, that's probably the perfect time to get them.
You didn't see Kirk Cousins rolling up yesterday?
I think Kirk's Falcons still just – Kirk's coming off of Achilles.
That was a late October injury. He might not be right. Yeah,
it's going to be new offense, new personnel there. I'm not too worried about Atlanta early on in the season. And then, you know, the Saints, which might be a little bit of a tougher game on the road, but it does set up so that you kind of have to get off to a fast start. Or, I mean – you know, regardless of what the team thinks, the fans, everyone in the city is going to be hitting the panic button.
Right, like, can they win even though they're still putting it together?
We're going to hit the panic button.
That's September. Can they win 3 out of 4 or at least 2 out of 4, even if it's choppy? I mean, they have to. I mean, you look at the schedule, and Kyle's right. It's not as big of a gauntlet as last year, but there's still good teams in there. I mean, you have the Rams and the Ravens on the road in November. Those are tough games.
It's almost kind of like how the Phillies built up a good lead in the beginning of the season this year, and now they're – the Phillies are sort of hitting their gauntlet that the Eagles had last season. Yep. So it's a good thing that they gave themselves that cushion. The Eagles kind of need to do the same thing.
They do, yeah. I mean, I understand it might be choppy earlier, but they still need to find a way to win some games. 215-592-9494. Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Steve?
I think the Eagles are a Final Four team. I think we have definitely the talent to make it to the NFC Championship. Whether we go to the Super Bowl and win it is another thing. My concern, really, believe it or not, is the coordinators. I am not as confident as everybody else is. I look at Fangio last year in Miami. Miami was dominating that division. That defense totally faltered down the stretch, totally faltered the last game against Buffalo, and they got absolutely destroyed by Kansas City, who really was not a great offense last year. And Kellen Moore, why did Dallas let him go if he was so great? I don't know. But in San Diego with Herbert, Keenan Allen, who is an equivalent to A.J. Brown, he's that good. Mike Williams is a hell of a receiver, too, number two. Had a good tight end, and they had one of the best all-around running backs in Austin Eckler. And that offense was crap last year. And then they got the injuries later in the season. But they weren't that good.
They weren't. They thought he was going to be the guy that helps, you know, Herbert get to the next level. And then I do think injuries were part of it, Steve, Herbert.
It was a huge part of it.
Yeah, I mean, Herbert got hurt in, I think, December and had a finger injury before that. Yeah, but he had a finger injury before that, I think, gave him some issues. But, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, Herbert went backwards last year with Kellen Moore. I mean, that's the facts.
Yeah, and then now this is going to be his third team in, you know, 3 years, and we better do good offensively, or I'm taking a look at him as not being so good. I wanted to talk about the Phillies a little bit, too.
Yep.
I am not worried about the Phillies one iota. Did you really think that all these relievers were going to have sub-2 ERAs? It's catching up with them now. The hard-hit balls are getting through, the bloopers are sinking, and that's just the way it is. It's part of the season. I'm not worried about the Phillies. We're going to be there again in October.
Well, they will be there. I need a reliever, you know, from another team and another outfielder for me to feel great going October. All right, Steve, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, number one overall pick.
Matt Leinart.
So, Steve, we appreciate it. Was he the number one overall pick?
I don't think so.
I thought he was closer to sixth in that. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Maybe me too.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what year he was. 06, I think, because he went back to school for one more year. Maybe I'm misremembering, and he was. I don't remember him as the
He was the 10th overall pick in the first round.
Yeah, Mario Williams was the first pick in that draft. Reggie Bush was in that draft, too.
Yeah,
Leinart was a high pick, and he was bust. But, yeah, he was the number one overall pick. All right, 215-592-9494. As far as what do you make of what Steve said there about Kellen Moore? It's interesting. Kellen Moore, I think he's good, and he's got a good reputation. He's at a crossroads of his career, too, right?
Because a little bit.
He got maybe fire is the wrong word. They chose to move on in Dallas, right? They handed the offense back to McCarthy. And Dak had his best year without Kellen Moore last year. And then the Chargers thing, I'm not putting it all on him.
Austin Eckler was like hurt at the beginning of the season, wasn't he?
Well, also he's on his last legs.
Yeah, he was not the back that he once was.
No, and then the whole thing was a mess too because Brandon Staley was on the hot seat. So.
Yeah, it was a lot going on there, man. I don't know. Like, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not poo-pooing it, but there was a lot going on there, you know. And sometimes, you know, a change of scenery is good.
I do think this is a crossroads moment for Moore, though. Like, if the Eagles average, like what you were saying the other day, 29 points a game, he could be a head coach somewhere next year.
Yeah, he probably won't go anywhere, though.
Well, if he gets that coaching opportunity, he's out of here.
I think he's probably going to stay here for at least 2 years, two seasons.
Turn down a head coaching chance?
Yes.
Because
what are the teams that we're talking about?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. So you know, you're.
Well, it's probably going to be a bad team.
Well, sure, yeah.
And it's probably going to be a
Giants.
Team.
I'm thinking of teams that retained their head coaches that could have fired
Jets coach with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he'll want that job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, but he's trying to become a head coach. So no, but you just take the job if
no,
you get
No, but wait
it?
A minute. Who was the head coach? Who was up for a head coaching job last year, Joe?
Brian Johnson.
Didn't take it.
The guy from Ben Johnson from Detroit.
And he didn't take it.
Well, this is 2 years ago. He turned on the Panthers and the Commanders.
Because you wonder why, huh? Like, both
well,
of those
are bad organizations.
That's what I'm saying. He looked at it because we under the Commodores. He was supposed to take a visit. He said, no, I'm good.
I think they were flying to meet him. He's like, nah.
He thought about it. Like just because it's a head coaching job doesn't mean it's a good head
coaching
job.
Well, that's true. But the same applies the other way. If this Eagles offense isn't very good, if it's just okay.
Yeah, he might be here for
it. Well, he might be here. But Kellen Moore's name is not going to be in the head coaching circles anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know, as a coordinator, you get, like, the name gets hot for a few minutes. And then, you know, if you don't capitalize on it, it's over. Dominic in Cherry Hill says I'm driving him nuts. What's up, Dom?
Yo, how's it going, guys?
Dom, what's up, buddy?
Hungry, oh, man. Joe, where do I want to start? I've been wanting to talk to you about Embiid for a while, but I'll just start with the Eagles.
Oh, please, don't get me started on Embiid, Mr. Excuse
no,
Maker.
No, don't you...
Every time he is in front of a microphone, he tells you why he hasn't won yet. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
we'll talk about him a different day.
Yeah, exactly. Let's save that. But the Eagles, yeah, I'm not worried as much as you are, as much as some people are. I can't believe the last guy called in worried about the coordinators, and then he gives us established, like, pass of our coordinators, which we lacked last year. What do we have to go off of last year that made us so confident about Brian Johnson and Sean Desai? Like, give me a break. These two coordinators coming in here are easily going to be better than the ones from last season.
I agree with
and
that,
then look
yeah.
look at this
yeah.
talent we have. I mean, look at the talent that we have on the offensive side. We didn't run the ball enough last year because I don't know if they didn't trust Swift or what the play calls were last year. If we just run the ball, it helps out our defense, like you says. Like, we just need them to be, like, mediocre, the defense.
That's it.
The offense
mediocre
is good enough.
Here we go again with the defense
mediocre,
doesn't matter.
Mediocre is good. Mediocre is awesome.
This is Philly. Didn't you play for a great Eagles defense?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that wasn't mediocre.
Mediocre, yeah, but that's a different era. Mm. It's a different era.
You're aging yourself.
I mean, I really am. I'm aging myself, but it's the NFL has changed.
So, Dom, I agree with you, and I see they have a lot of talent. But the part that is interesting to me is the talent is all in the skill spots. And I'm not saying they have none on the lines, but, you know, I have a question on the center now, right? Like, Kelsey's gone. No Fletcher. It's like there are a little bit more question marks on the pass rush and the O-line than we've had around here in a long time.
There's going to be question marks every year, Joe. Let's just be honest with that.
No, I know, but their question marks are in the important spots. O-line, you know, pass rush and O-line. Those are big deals.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Saquon Barkley or two solid offensive linemen? Not great offensive linemen, solid, because that's all we would have got.
I'd rather have two solid offensive linemen. But, I mean, Saquon's here.
No way. That's crazy. Yeah. When Saquon Barkley gets the ball 15 to 20 times and helps ease the pressure from Hurts, Hurts doesn't have to run as much. If this guy is chugging along, I mean, we're downplaying. You are certainly downplaying how good Saquon Barkley is and how much of an impact he's going to make on the offense. I mean, we're talking Dallas Goedert is like the fourth option on our offense. That's insane. That is absolutely insane.
Well, I agree with you on that part. He will be the fourth option. I think Saquon's actually the third leading receiver. Look, Saquon's a good player, but the Eagles throw the ball a lot. We'll see if they run it with him and give him the ball as much as we think. I mean, that's not who they have generally been. Maybe it changes now. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the Phillies. All right. I can't believe that we are, like, blowing a gasket over a tough stretch. They're 4-6 in their last 10. It's not good right now. It's a part of baseball. I mean, but this team has earned the fact that they're, what, are they still number one in the MLB in record?
Yes.
Okay, and they haven't had their full roster for about 95% of the season. I mean, these people calling in, Bryce Harper should focus on winning games. Like, get out of here, dude. They've won 61, 63 games? Like, shut up.
The concern is relative, Dom. Like, they're a great team. They're the best team in baseball. But, like, the bullpen issues right now, like, if they need another reliever. Don't you agree they need another relief pitcher here by the deadline?
I would say I would still go outfield over relief pitcher.
I need both now. Like, I need Dombrowski to go get an outfielder and a relief pitcher. The goal isn't just to have a nice regular season. I want to win the World Series. Like, they need help here.
I get it. I just am saying, like, with the recent stretch, I think we're overreacting. But, yeah, we definitely need to add some guys.
They need some help. All right, Dom, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, former number one overall pick. Who you got?
All right, I'm going to go recent just for the heck of it. I saw him showing up to camp yesterday. Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Dom, good guess. Not it. He certainly was a number one overall pick. You see the comment section of him pulling up to camp, Bryce Young?
What did he say?
I thought you might have saw this because you like the comment section. People said he looked like a middle schooler.
He still looked young. Yeah, they were saying that about him when he got drafted.
Well,
like,
he's
looked 12.
Also tiny.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
I do wonder if he.
I don't think he's a bust, though.
Come on.
But I know a lot. I'm not there yet.
He might be.
I'm a die. You know, Kyle, this is one of the hills that I choose to die on.
I know. You're Panthers, man.
Let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. They're not my Panthers. I just don't think he's a bust.
Do you think he'll bounce back and be competent, or do you think he'll be good? Because what I saw last year, I have a hard time believing good is coming.
Boy, I tell you, that's a hell of a bar to cross, competent or good.
Like, is he viable? Like,
I think he's viable.
Oh, okay. But that's bad for a number one overall pick. You want a number one overall pick to be good. C.J. Stroud was the second pick. They took him.
I think he'll be good. I'll go out on a limb and say I think he'll be good.
I think he will not. But I do think he'll be a little better this year. I mean, he probably can't be.
Yeah, he got to be better. He can't be worse.
Well, no, he couldn't be worse.
That was rough.
215-592-9494. Jalex Hunt will sit down with us as soon as he gets done practice. In the meantime, your phone calls, expecting Super Bowl for the Eagles and your worry level for the Phillies, plus a second clue after the break for tickets right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield, let me tell you about Hatfield, everybody. Are you tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs all summer long? Here's a helpful hint from me, Hugh Douglas. Try sliders with Hatfield Recipe Essentials, ground pork and sausage, with a variety of this delicious, delicious flavors. There's something for everyone. Craving a spicy kick? Try the chorizo. Want an Asian flair? They have sesame soy ginger. That's the way to go. For a taste of Italy, try sweet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.